It's like with The Secret, the movie The Secret mm-hmm. talks about, the law of attraction. We magnetize to us based on what we emote, mm-hmm. what we put out. And the universe is a big computer. It's just, we put it out, it says, I'll match that and give it back to you.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that field? You've explained it before.
It's called the morphogenetic field or the field.
That's right.
But another term for it is the mirror. People say life is your mirror. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, life is what you attract based on what you have put out emotionally into the mirror. People say, well, how does that happen? Well, quantum physics has now taught us how this happens on a physical, scientific level. They discovered a neural network in the heart that is actually the interface between the field around us and us. Mm. And what goes in and out of that neural network are emotions. Mm. And emotions are feelings charged, or thoughts charged by feelings, or feelings charged by thoughts, however you choose to say it. But they're electromagnetic, and they will go out into the field because all energy is electromagnetic. Right. And like attracts like. It'll attract its exact likeness. That's why when you're angry, you attract angry mm-hmm. people. When you're happy, you attract happy mm-hmm. people.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. You know, it's almost so logical. It's like, duh, how did this escape humanity for
yeah.
so long?
So the other thing I wanted to talk about was, we talked a little bit about the life blueprint. You got to understand that the soul is always going to be following the life blueprint. And through your incarnation, your main goal is growth. The growth in this case means the integration of the light and the dark. Everything on your life blueprint is about you integrating some aspect of light and dark. Because as a soul playing the universal game of polarity integration, mm-hmm. your goal is to become, go from whole and complete to fragmented, back to whole and complete, back to fully remembering in all areas that you are the Creator God.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we're still struggling with that.
It is.
And Earth is one of the best playgrounds because it's so dysfunctional. And the reason it's so dysfunctional is because we have total free will to create anything we want. So we can create an absolute disaster.
Which we've done.
And jump into it and then try to find our way out. So that's like, it's like, you know, Vegas on a Saturday night. Yeah. There's no holes barred. That's what it means to be in a free will zone. You're the free will to create heaven or hell,
yeah.
to whatever extreme you want as a creator God. And that's why they say Earth is the ultimate, it's the ultimate playground, but it's the ultimate game. It's a game for masters because you have no limitations on what you can create. You can create extreme pain or mm-hmm. extreme bliss, but there's no one putting a governor on you.
That's right. No guidelines.
There's no guidelines. Anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
So you really, people say, well, I'm, you know, I'm a young soul.